さあ目を閉じてゆっくり深く深呼吸しましょう。長くゆっくり深い呼吸を、肺いっぱいに吸って吐いて、今あなたが聴いている音楽のバイブレーションが体全体に行き渡るように、あなたは今宇宙ステーションの白いラウンジで、柔らかく美しいソファーにもたれ、とてもリラックスしています。さあゆっくり深く深呼吸しましょう。息をするたびにあなたはもっとリラックスして心地よくなっていきます。あなたの意識に深く集中してください。このテープに録音された言葉やポジティブなサジェスチョンはあなたの心の中にフィックスされて、ずっと長い間残るはずです。窓の外には果てしない銀河系宇宙が広がっています。私の声が聞こえますか？さあもっとリラックスしてください。潜在的な心のパワーを感じるようになると、あなたが本当に願うような感覚的な喜びを経験できるようになります。
Yeah. versus metal. It is April 8th. Top of the show, you heard music for Sofa, CNS edit. Happy End of the World, 1997. Nirvana after that, with Paper Cuts from Bleach, 1989. Voice of a Generation, guy had a way with words, didn't he? Somebody asked Kurt Cobain once, what's the difference between hard rock and metal and all this stuff and the quote-unquote alternative movement? What is the difference between these things? And he said, it's the same thing, just alternative music. The song titles have nothing to do with the lyrics. That's what he said. Tatsumi with the two. Tatsumi Akinobu, a Buddhist monk, a hip-hop DJ, producer, Soapside 6 from Head Cleaner, 2018, after that, Wrists from Philadelphia, Beckoning of Blood Live, that's from the Suicide Bong compilation, Suicide Bong tape label, the logo is a bong, you know, that you smoke out of with a gun to his head. And I guess we'll talk more about that. I guess we'll talk more about the suicide jokes right after this. This is, what is it? Vanilla Beans. Saka Saka Circus. Saka Saka Circus. Yep.
Oh, Thank you. てが楽しいんだ。これって幸せ、きっとこれがそうなんだ。 Music I'm listening sounds alive. Look out the window, it's a rainbow. モノクロテレビを見てたんだ。それが今は Colors everywhere. And I don't wanna be anywhere. But 本当に Truly just with you. だから私のそばに行って、行かないで行って、幼い頃に戻ったみたい。責任ちゃんと取ってよね。
I truly never felt this way before. When someone helplessly adoredNow I hope that our feelings stay this way. Darling, I can't have it any other way.
Today is yesterday, tomorrow is past, and this year is last year.But 私の気持ちは変わらないよ。絶対 never 変わらないよ。本気なんだ言ってよね。 I love you forever and ever. 朝起きた瞬間、寝る前の last moment. Pink and purple, think about you. Think about you, I think about you. 嵐が来ても飛んでいこう。私の目には見えるよ。 Clear blue sky, all up high. あなたに会えてありがとう。
I'm looking forward to this dayIt's a long time coming. Let's forever be this way. This way, this way, this way. I'm looking forward to this day. It's a long time coming. Let's forever be this way. This way, this way, this way.
ancient game shall fall. Of the same text, many shall be killed. For the future, idiots without taste.
Sugar, I do.
Hey everybody, how are you doing? I'm doing a little okay, I guess. I'm having the kind of day where I rant into a microphone for about 5 to 6 minutes, and then it turns out I wasn't recording. That's okay, it happens, it's not a big deal. I'm gonna try to remember exactly what I said. I have the second part of it coming up. I just listened to the second part, and I said something about rock and roll culture, the current day, not existing. I think it still exists, but it's totally underground. And it's just, you have to be in the thing to be a part of it. And metal is something that you can actually... I had a thing about metal culture versus rock culture, and how you start a rock band nowadays. If you have start a band that's called a rock band, you are doing something retro. And if you then add elements to that outside of rock and roll, you are now considered outside of rock and roll. And that used to not be the case. It used to be more open-minded, where they were just new ideas, new types of bands, and all these things would come in, and they would just keep calling it rock. And that's why rock is this expansive thing, or it used to be, and now it's not. It still exists, but people don't label it as rock, and they haven't really come up with another thing to replace it with. So it's just like this amorphous... We should hear from Amorphous. Next episode, we'll hear from Amorphous. The band, I mean. I don't know, that's probably enough on that topic. I think the point of it was, I had said something, last episode I had said I wanted to say something that was serious. I didn't want to say it on April Fool's Day, that's all it was. It was just, I wanted to say something positive about the current metal scene, because it's open-minded, different kind of things. You can do something with, like, synth kind of things, goth type of things. Oh, this is important. The venues. There are rock scenes that exist. You go to it, 1,000 people show up. It's a big venue. It's a rock band. And could be a band that no one is talking about in the media at all. But that exists, and there are things like that. Compare that with St. Vitus. St. Vitus in Brooklyn. It's a venue in Brooklyn. I've been there. It's tiny. I just looked up the capacity. 250 people. Killing Joke, which is not a metal band, or they weren't considered a metal band, but now it's like, they're like goth, or think of them as a goth band. They're playing their 40th anniversary at St. Vitus, and it's a big deal. People in the metal scene are taking these small shows and making them a big deal. So it's like, you have a small band, you can be part of the metal scene. It's like connected with the largest, most known bands. It's the thing. It's not like that anymore. In rock and roll, they always have this death of rock narrative, and they ask people in these big bands, like there was one recently with Rammstein, guys talking about how rock is dead. The guy from Rammstein is not going to local club shows. He has no idea what's going on. So there's not bands like that coming from the club scene becoming big, because they're not acknowledged. There's not a scene that is seen at, that is considered conceptually. Conceptually, it's not seen as one thing. The bands playing in the small clubs are not seen as part of the same thing as, like, Radiohead, for example. You know, Radiohead was a rock band, and then they started adding keyboards and stuff, and computer sounds, and now they're not a rock band. We don't know what they are. And, like, right? They're not considered a rock band anymore, because they added other stuff to it. So they're like something, they're just Radiohead. They're not part of anything. They're totally in their own universe. You know what I mean? So I think, wow, I'm losing my voice. Conceptually, the metal scene is healthy right now. And then I have, okay, now part two. A David Bowie, for example, wasn't really considered rock when he first came out. People were confused, they didn't know what it was. Everyone thinks that David Bowie is rock now, but it's old, it's ancient history. You can't start a new thing that's different now and have it considered part of the rock scene, but metal is actually more open-minded now. It used to be a very narrow thing, and now new ideas can come in and it's still part of the scene. And I'm in favor of that. I'm in favor of some kind of culture. There's no culture anymore in rock. It's just the same as pop. And I think pop bands it's the spirit of rock and roll that is important. It doesn't matter if there's guitars or anything else. It could be anything. I was listening to a thing of EDM today, and if you think like, oh, the energy of rock and roll is completely dead, and the kids are just like totally brainwashed and numb to everything, you're totally out of your mind. You're not listening to this stuff. I mean, I'm not gonna start listening to that, but it's like the energy is there. It's like you obviously are not paying attention. It's just very frustrating. Like, of course you would listen to that if you were a kid. I don't know. Let's go back to the playlist. Oh, the other thing about metal is there's these stories about Nazis showing up to metal shows and being part of the metal scene. That's obviously bad, but it's good that there's stories about it. Like, it's actually news anytime a Nazi shows up at a show, because I used to go to punk shows and even ska shows, and there would always be a couple knuckleheads with like obvious slogan t-shirts at the thing. And sometimes these would just be guys, just belligerent idiots looking for a fight. Sometimes they actually like the music. Sometimes Nazi skinheads sometimes like ska music. Some of them, they're like confused morons. And I think you can work through it. I think some of these guys are irredeemable, but the music scene should be, you talk about safe spaces, the music scene, whatever it is, should be a safe space to explore stupid ideas and get over them. Like, you can take that Germs CD, and it's kind of questionable if there's actually really a message to the thing itself, but you can take that, listen to it, and then you, if you have the actual CD, you can put it on the shelf, you can put it away. It's like, okay, that's a thing, that's art, that's a thing that exists, and you can move on to something else. It doesn't take over your whole life. Like, I think the decline of music culture, it contributes to these horrible ideologies, because there's just a kind of like sitting on a message board all day just discussing the ideas. It becomes more of your everyday life than art does. You experience the art, and then it has ideas in it, and then you can put it away and move on to something else. It's not your entire life. I also wanted to say something about a couple things. Stereo Williams, a guy that I had mentioned before on the show on Twitter, talking about hip-hop mostly, but he talks about, he's quit Twitter now. He deleted his one account where he had all these wonderful threads about obscure, in some cases, hip-hop acts that people had forgotten about, like Heavy D, his actual work as a producer, and all kinds of people like that, and he's just deleted it all. And it's like kind of like a Chris Ott kind of did the same thing, although Chris Ott has a email newsletter. He's another. The music writers that I seem to like seem to be experiencing mental breakdowns lately. They're trying to argue against certain spurious narratives going on, and they're burning out because there's just too much bullshit They're just trying to put out like actual, hey, like, hey, I was there and it was like actually like this. And people are pushing back against facts from people who were there. It's not good. But I don't know, you don't have to engage with everyone, every moron on the planet, which is kind of what you do on Twitter sometimes. I just ignore it. If I can't prove, if I don't know for a fact that you're not a 12-year-old, I'm not going to engage with you in an argument. I'm not doing that. Also, another thing that's very inspiring, the Cartoonist Kayfabe podcast and YouTube channel. Ed Piskor, who did the hip-hop Family Tree comic, and now he's doing X-Men. He's doing something with X-Men. Now, I like this show for the comic book discussion content, but Ed Piskor in particular, he's not a music writer most of the time, but the tone he sets, I've talked about Giant Robot Magazine and the Robot Lounge before, the tone of talking about culture, pop culture, is perfect. He has the perfect tone about it, because I don't, when you talk about like Japanese culture, I don't really fit into, I have found that I don't really fit into that nerd culture, really. And the culture of the Robot Lounge was people who, as kids, were into the nerd culture, but then they kind of graduated and they got into, like, music subcultures, whatever. It could be hip-hop, it could be punk rock, or any, it doesn't matter which thing, really, but it's a different way of talking. You pick up that other way of talking, and then you take that and then you apply it to the nerd stuff. So it's not like people, because you talk to someone, it's like about comic books, like you talk to random people, you talk to, and it's like they've never been to a rock show. It's like they never bought an album sometimes. It's like, it's hard to relate to those people. That's all I'm saying. So Cartoons Kayfabe, listen to that. I was really inspired. I was like, oh, I'm like fired up listening to this thing. I was like, am I going to like make some cartoons? Am I going to like make a comic book? It's like, well, because I used to do that. Or I used to really want to do that. I'm like more of a, I have too much of a perfectionist thing with drawing. I can't, you have to really, to be a professional illustrator or comic book person, cartoonist, you really have to learn how to crank that stuff out. And I never got to that level. So that's my story. But, yeah, but I can apply the things that he's saying to a podcast, for example, or any kind of making anything. So, it's an inspiring guy. Check it out. Back to the playlist now. Vanilla Beans, 2000 from the self-titled. Vanilla Beans have broken up now, but they were an idol. Shibuya K, kind of a new neo Shibuya K take on idol music. I have to get their other records, but that first one's pretty good. Electro Hippies after that, Peel Sessions, 1987 Peel Sessions. Song was called Meltdown. Electro Hippies is a band I only know because Sai from, Murai from Sai, the singer from Sai, used to be more active on Twitter talking about old metal bands, and that's one of them, Electro Hippies. Grindcore band, obscure grindcore. Mari Yaguchi after that. Seishun Boku from 2009. Congratulations to Mari Yaguchi getting married again. Hate all you want. Still love Mari Yaguchi. Voivod after that, To the Death from The Roar. I just bought the 3-CD Roar. That's Roar with three O's with an umlaut over a three umlaut O's, three A's, and six R's. Figure it out. Yeah, I missed Voivod on Friday. They played Union Transfer, and I was working on my Instagram project, and couldn't make the show. But then I was like, wait, don't I need to like get? I don't have all the Voivod albums. I gotta go back and actually get the Voivod. I was so excited about the show, but it's like, And Yob was playing too. I think I might have one Want Yob album. I gotta get the Yob albums. I gotta get the, I gotta get more Voivod albums. They have a lot of albums. I have a few of them. But Roar is a good one. Second album, 1986. And the CD set has a, has like some rare things and some videos. There's actually a CD-ROM. One of the discs is a CD-ROM. It's from the CD-ROM era, but I got it cheap. And there's a live disc at the Spectrum. I was excited to see it was from the Spectrum, but it's not the Spectrum in Philly. It's the Spectrum in Ontario. Whatever. Mark Redito after that. Spaz Kid. Used to go by Spaz Kid. He was one of those guys. He was one of those producers that seemed to be from Japan. Seemed like a beat producer from Japan, but he's not. He's actually from Los Angeles. Filipino guy. He was born in the Philippines. And he made this record. The Promise EP from 2014. Truly is the name of the song with Sara Bonito from Caro Caro Bonito on rapping. They're a British band. I believe she's half Japanese. Yeah, Sara Bonito. Page 99 after that. That is a type of band from 2003. The album Singles, is it actually a singles collection? I think maybe it's not. I think it's just an album called Singles. That is a band that would never ever be considered metal. They would be considered a hardcore band. I think now it's like not really that much of a difference. It used to be a totally different audience. I don't think that's a thing anymore. I think that's just like hardcore. Like you have regular metal, and then they added hardcore into it, and then it was thrash metal. And then the hardcore bands, it was totally different scenes. The hardcore bands started adding metal, but they didn't consider it. They just kept calling it hardcore. So then it eventually mutated into something that sounds a whole lot like metal. To me, it's never part of the hardcore scene. Boa after that, not to be confused with the Boa from the theme song to the anime Lane. Serial Experiments Lane had a theme song by a group, British group, named Boa. All lowercase letters with a circumflex over the O. I don't know how you're supposed to say that. They're kind of like the Cranberries, except they didn't really become very big. And Boa is capital B-O, capital A, not to be confused with Bank of America. Of course, that, I don't know, that was weird, weird synchronicity. That, and it's supposed to be, supposed to mean Beat of Angel, but it's not. It's actually, her real name is Boa Kwan. And that was from 2002, Listen to My Heart. That was she's an important artist. It was an early K-pop, J-pop crossover. I thought she was a kind of a third culture kid. I had that impression. But she's not. She's just from South Korea. She joined the talent agency SM Entertainment. Nothing to do with sadomasochism that I know of. SM Entertainment from, they also have FX, SNSD, SES, some other bands that do not use initials, like Red Velvet, and some other bands I don't care about. I don't care about all. I don't follow all K-pop. I think I literally follow all K-pop, the website on Twitter, literally. But I don't literally care. Let's move on from that. Boa, what else about Boa? I don't know. Probably we'll hear from Boa again. That was a Japanese release, 2002. Oh, she joined SM Entertainment, and they just taught her. It's like, oh, we'll just teach this kid Japanese and English, so that she can. It's just an intentional thing that so she can cross over into those markets. It was totally planned. Interesting. I didn't know that until I just looked it up. Smash the Brain after that. Cripple Bastards cover. Vital Dreams is the name of the song, 1999, from the compilation Falafel Grind. It's all 32 bands that prove Cripple Bastards suck. Italian grindcore band. I bought this at the punk rock flea market a few years ago, more as a fan of Falafel than a fan of Cripple Bastards. I bought it years ago, I just listened to it. It was on a pile of CDs, and it's some good stuff. Falafel's a good food. Interesting. Sicily has a lot of, I'm part Sicilian. Sicily has a lot of Middle Eastern influence in the food and the culture. It's interesting. But that's not what Cripple Bastards are about so much. What does it say here? I need human balls to fill my pita bread. Fuck off, moralistic bastards. Hey. No comment. Ended with Universe Nekoko, aka Uchu Nekoko. Usually Uchu is usually outer space, but I guess they're trying to change up the name. They used to have stuff on Bandcamp that they deleted. That was from SoundCloud. It's called Like a Raspberry, brand new. And that was it for that. And I think I'm only going to say what I need a new sign off. So oh, I forgot. I almost signed off without talking about the thing I was going to talk about before. That Page 99 song was called Diagram for a Suicide. I do not think that is not literally a diagram for a suicide. I don't think you, the listener, should commit suicide. I need all the listeners I can get. I don't have that many. I think it might be. I used to think there was about 60, 70 people on the stats. I looked at the stats. That was about the number. It goes up a little. Goes up a little. Goes down a little. I think it might just be. I might just be churning through new people all the time. It's not the same 60 people. So, if you've been hanging in there, it actually went to zero one day, and I assume that's a glitch. But maybe it's not. Maybe everyone was like, every one of those 60 people. It's like, fuck this, all at once. And then it came back the next day to almost the same number. But it's like, maybe that's all new people. I'm just churning through the entire audience week by week. Or maybe not. But, oh. I don't want to go down as the guy who's like triggered by reasonable critiques of Southern Rock. I don't really care about Southern Rock that much. I was talking about it at length because of one person who actually had made some jokes about survivors of suicide, which it's me, I'm included in that group, and I'm not. They made the joke one time. I'm not offendy Mick offended, you know what I mean? I'm not that dude. So they said the joke one time. I didn't say anything. Enjoy the silence, man. Let that ride. You say something like that, usually I feel like someone says something like that. As soon as they say it, I feel like they feel like they regret it immediately. That kind of a comment. They said it again 2 weeks later. It's almost the same exact comment. And I'm like, okay, fuck this dude forever. Get this dude out of my life. I never met him. It's like, I don't need to pay attention to this guy anymore. And then didn't think about it for a while. And then I went back to it. And he's talking about Southern Rock. Like, why is he even talking about this? And it just didn't make sense. Nothing that he was doing was making sense. And it just, made me angry for, five different reasons. And I couldn't get it out of my head. And I don't know. That's all that whole thing was about. So, I don't have a neat way to wrap that up. Just gonna leave it like that. So, back to the drawing board.